This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Students get a chance to actually apply what they learn. Most of the time, you're just reading about Shakespeare, and with the exception of the drama students dressing in their black garb and holding an empty skull, they don't really get to apply their knowledge.
Fighting for Idaho.
I am what you call a weird child because I love school. I love getting to learn new things. I love different assignments, and I just love challenges.
Fighting for you.
So when you get all the other stuff out of the way, all the politics and all that, our desire is to prepare kids for what we think is a bright future.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
We look forward to coming to your fine schools
on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO, live at Bishop Kelly High School. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, we'll take a look at this new study that says multitasking damages your brain. I'd love to send that to our friends at the Broadcast Center because, oh, here I go being hypocritical. We're live blogging as we speak, tweeting, Facebooking, and the like. And I do think that there is a home for that. But, you know, we're taught to multitask. We're taught to do this, this, and this. And I always love it when Mrs. Miller says, well, you're not listening, you're blogging, you're doing this, that, and the other. Well, no, you just remember the last word people say, and you could pretty much get by, but can really multitasking ruin your brain? Well, let's just go back to an analog world. I liked MS-DOS. What about you? As my young friend Jacob here laughs at me. In the old days, you know, when I was young like Jacob, I was that guy that, you know, I'd laugh at that person. Then I became that person. So just a warning. Warning, young Jacob. Anyway, I think that, you know, we have Sweet Willard, we have Hotel Ryan, and I think we're going to have young Jacob here. Anyway, the silliness aside, we're at Bishop Kelly High School at 580KIDO, promoting our schools, securing our future, thanks to our friends at CapEd Credit Union for making this happen. Joining us now is Mr. Harris, Ben Harris, who teaches here. We're going to talk a little bit about developing leaders and academics at Bishop Kelly. And a lot of folks will say, well, Kevin, when you go to a particular school, it's all about that school. And the folks at Bishop Kelly always make us feel at home, welcome, and we appreciate that. But the lessons here are lessons that you can take with your child, your grandchild, or just Billy down the street. They're universal when it comes to motivating people to understand the value of education. Mr. Harris, good morning.
Good morning.
So in this world today, and as folks have understood that listen to 580KIDO, we're Idaho's first radio station. We're on AM, and yet here I am tweeting, Facebooking, and blogging while I'm holding on a conversation with you. How does one keep the attention of the kids today?
It's difficult, although means for, using it, figuring it out, and really understanding kind of the right situation for that technology.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, you know, I'm wondering the day, and I hope it doesn't happen, and I'm sure in some churches it will never happen, but I'm waiting for the day when I look across, I'm at Mass, and somebody's on their phone, and they're, you know, actively listening, but they're texting. And in the old days, it was like, hey, speak to me. And you could always tell the old school folks, which I used to be one of them, when you get out your thing and you're actually listening, it's a new skill, but you're corresponding electronically with something else. So I guess coming back to that, how do you, you know, say, hey, you need to write this down, you need to read, you need to focus?
You just do it.
Right.
I'm not sure. So it's...
Well, you live it each and every day. Talk a little bit about student life here and, the curriculum, if you will.
We have a great student body, largest student body in perhaps our history in the years that I've been here. We are moving toward Common Core standards, and the curriculum is changing to incorporate those standards, but also to the Catholic Core standards. But all of the teachers, you know, no matter what the standards are, we're working really hard to ensure that the students are at the center of that. Our focus really is the students.
Well, indeed, and the academic standards here are very significant. You have a lot of folks go on to college, But then again, you have those distractions. What's it like in the classroom every day for you? Why teach?
It's great. Every class is different. I have a plan in mind and in place in the morning. And if the plan follows through exactly, great. If it doesn't, we're willing to kind of go with the flow. But it's a lot of fun, a lot of personality. I can't think of a better thing to do.
Well, how much has technology changed how you teach?
A lot, you know.
Right. I'm sure you've heard the days of codgers like myself. Pay attention, young Jacob, here at 580 KIDO. We had these things called film strips, and then we had these copies that were actually in purple because you had to some type of way to run those off.
Sure.
It's not electronic. I mean, every student here has a computer. What difference does that make in the classroom, if you think? What do you think?
In some ways, it's easier for finding information. I teach history, so if there's a question and
right.
I'm not sure of the answer, I can say, let's try to find that. In some ways, it's a challenge. How do you keep them focused, as you mentioned earlier?
Right.
How do I ensure that they're, really, reading the material that I want them to and not, looking at your website.
Exactly, or on Facebook or anything else. Here's the thing that I don't get as far as history. Everything is so important, but if you have no understanding, if you don't have an understanding of history, history repeats itself, unfortunately, and making it relevant today. And I understand that technology helps and everything else helps, but, reliving the stories of the past that aren't fiction but are fact, whether it's World War II, whether it's the founding of Western civilization, and today the focus probably is more globally, the Middle East, Eastern cultures as well.
Sure. Is your question about relevancy?
Sure.
Sure. they're human stories. And
right.
So I think even 15 and 16-year-olds have something within, and they can identify a common value or a common understanding about why things are taking place.
Sure. What are you teaching right now? What's the lesson plan for today?
Lesson plan for today is exploration in world history.
Right.
And a big test in AP history.
Right. So exploration of world history, what would that entail, those of us listening here at 580 KIDO? What would that be? What are some of the things you're looking at?
Europeans coming to the Americas. How do they, what is their motive? What's driving them? How are they colonizing differently depending on Spanish, English, French, Dutch.
Well, final thought for you here at 580 KIDO, was it all economic?
No.
No? Religious?
Religion had a big part of it.
Right.
Sure.
Okay, just checking.
All right.
Just checking with the expert here.
Yep.
Mr. Harris, anything else you'd like to share with us here at 580 KIDO?
It's been a privilege to work here for 8 years. As I've said, today and as I say to my students all the time, I can't think of a better place that I would rather be. It really is a wonderful place. So thanks very much for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it. Any advice to parents and grandparents? We always ask this of every educator that we have on how to get kids to learn. I mean, it'd be great if you could say, well, because I'm the parent, I said so. But that's a lot of frustration these
right.
days.
I don't have the magic formula. I wish I did. But just keep working at it. Demonstrate the importance if we're modeling good behavior, I think at some point they'll take after it.
Well, thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Mr. Harris joining us. Ben Harris at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Hey, are you looking to make some money? Well, here's an opportunity for you.
Amazon Studios is making a big statement in the battle for online subscribers. Variety reporting Amazon is ready to pay $4 million for big comedy pilots. The subscriber video on demand service is looking to fund big budget, high profile shows to anchor its next wave of original series. And of course, go head to head with rival Netflix. Netflix recently announced deals with Adam Sandler and to be a part of a second Crouching Tiger movie. Word of the company's bigger eyes for comedies comes after the debut of Jill Soloway's Transparent.
Dad is a woman.
Mom, though?
Of course I know that.
The show has drawn critical praise for its portrayal of transgendered people. Michelle Polino, Fox News Radio.
Oh, that's something you don't hear every day. Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. And I was thinking, we're always looking to better ourselves. And there is not a more efficient content producer than you that are part of the active part of the Kevin Miller Show. And by the way, if you're a Twitter person, the Kevin Miller Show or Kevin Miller Show is on Twitter now, and we're up to 7 followers. One of them, Mrs. Miller. The other one, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, Sweet Willard, and Hotel Ryan. So we're looking for more people to follow us. What will you expect there? What will you get? Well, what we are doing here. So producing content. And who needs House of Cards or Orange is the New Black? We could produce our own stuff. In fact, young Jacob here, he's, instead of monitoring the broadcast, he's on the, well, I guess he's on the tablet here that we supply at 580KIDO, working with the folks at Amazon to allow us to sign a deal. What's that? What's that, young Jacob? 25 cents they're going to give us for the content? Look, I believe that, and look, I'm trying to make you laugh here, folks, so bear with me. I see lots of potentials in spinoffs. First, we launch the Kevin Miller Show, and then we have the subscribers, and it's going to be a big hit. Forget Alice, forget MASH, forget Seinfeld or any other big show on television. It's going to be about us. And then we're going to have little spinoffs, you know, like Maude, the Jeffersons, and young Jacob here is Googling these things because he's going to read about them. And like all young people, watch them on YouTube. In fact, you show your age with the kids today when you actually watch television. They watch on the tablets. They watch 3 minutes of a 30-minute thing and they get the synopsis and move on because they've got other things to do. Isn't it great that you have this expert that doesn't have kids that knows everything about the children's? I study them so you don't have to. However, back to our economic opportunity here. I'm thinking Liberal Steve can get his own show. It'll be popular in Oregon and possibly Washington, maybe in parts of Colorado. We have the Tea Party Bob Patriots, which will target to the Northeast and perhaps the South. Patriot Ray, probably a little broader perspective. And then, you know, like these legal shows, we'll, you know, Who Needs Court TV? We'll have the Alan L. Morton Attorney at Law channel. There are endless possibilities here. And for those of you that like late night TV viewing, we have the voluptuous Linda from Emmett channel. What's that? Yes, young Jacob? Sweet William, please don't talk over young Jacob here at 580KIDO. What's that? The Ronnie from Caldwell channel? Well, he'd have to appear first, wouldn't he? He's just an audio specialist? Okay, well, thank you for that update. Okay, coming up next, computers are getting smarter, are we? Number one. And number two, do you believe that multitasking ruins your brain? We'll tell you about that study, plus your thoughts on the issues that matter to you here at 580KIDO. We're live at Bishop Kelly High School, promoting our school, securing our future. 7:18, time for traffic at 5.
Promote our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
7:23, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO at Bishop Kelly High School, getting ready for weekly mass. You've got the cross-country team and other folks here at 7:25, and they're already in the chapel. Promoting our school, securing our future here at Bishop Kelly High School, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So we've got a new study out from Stanford University, found that multitasking is less productive than doing a single thing at a time. See, you parents, you're right. The kids with their phones and everything else. And by the way, I don't know about you, but I can tell you the days of just the flip phones and every other phone are going away like the rotary phones, right? Think about that for a minute. That the idea of, remember the razors and everything else and how big they were? Let's take a listen to Megyn Kelly.
And it has gotten to the point now that you have President Obama's own former defense secretary, Leon Panetta, having no choice but to call the president out. You've even got Jimmy Carter now calling President Obama out for his lack of seriousness in focusing on defending the national security interest of this country. Unfortunately, what we have seen in 6 years of the Obama-Clinton-Kerry foreign policy has been a foreign policy that seems to focus on photo ops, on press releases, but not on concrete military objectives that are tied to our national security. Our objective here should be to take ISIS out, but instead, this seems to be a campaign driven by political operatives and political mandates in the White House rather than clear military objectives.
He says it is. Let me jump in. The president says it is a plan to destroy and ultimately, or to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIS. He came out today and said the solution is to stay the course. It will be a difficult mission. It won't be solved overnight. But once again, over the objections of the generals, he will not offer ground troops.
There we have it from last night's Kelly File from the Fox News Channel. Here at 580KIDO, your home for Fox News on the radio, and Ted Cruz making his case. Politics about ready to heat up here. And we're not talking about just what's going on in the state of Idaho with the gubernatorial election coming up, with the state rep race coming up, with the Senate race coming up, but nationally, what are we going to see coming up very soon? You're going to see Ted Cruz versus Rand Paul. In fact, there's an article today that if you're a Republican, I'm sure you're very interested in this, that the Cruz-Paul debate could reshape the Republican Party. We'll have more on that throughout the week. But Ted Cruz making his case. You've got Rand Paul making his. Don't forget Chris Christie, who's lost, get this, 85 pounds. In my day, that would be selling out. Who says somebody who's rotund can't be the president of the United States? The last guy we had was Taft, right? Well, regardless of that, politics heating up, and we'll have more on that, but just a brief moment of Megyn Kelly for our friends that are the Megyn Kelly fans here at 580KIDO. So here's the skinny on multitasking, and this is a talking point when you're at work and with your boss, and he's going, okay, you need to do this, this, and this. As you've known, and we've known for many, many years, how do you do something, and do you really ever trust someone that multitasks efficiently? I mean, let's face it, while I'm doing this, this, and this, well, how do you do that? According to a new study from Stanford University, found that multitasking is less productive than doing a single thing at a time. The researchers also found that people who regularly are bombarded with several streams of electronic information cannot pay attention, recall information, or switch from one job to another, as well as those who complete one task at a time. So again, slow and steady wins the race. How about this from Forbes? But what if someone has a special gift for multitasking? The Stanford researchers compared groups of people based on their tendencies to multitask and their behalf that it helps their performance. They found that heavy multitaskers, those who multitask a lot and feels it boosts their performance, get this. Does this remind you of somebody? Does this remind you of maybe somebody at home, somebody at work, somebody in the car with you right now? Those that multitasked more were actually worse at multitasking than those who like to do a single thing at a time. The frequent multitaskers performed worse because they had more trouble organizing their thoughts and filtering out irrelevant information, and they were slower at switching from one task to another. Ouch! So, as we've said before, multitasking, these are talking points, and you can say, well, Kevin Miller, well, I don't listen to Kevin Miller. Okay, then you can get, well, Stanford University, which, let's face it, pretty prestigious, did this study. Multitasking reduces your efficiency and performance because your brain can only focus on one thing at a time. When you try to do two things at once, your brain lacks the capacity to perform both tasks successfully. By the way, that study from Stanford University. I like the idea of focusing in on one thing at a time. It used to be how we did things in America, not so much anymore. Coming up now, we're not going coast to coast on you, but does George Norrie have a point when he talks about things going bump in the night? How many people talked about the blood moon yesterday and what that meant for you and your family and everything else? How many times have we watched science fiction that has become reality? Whether it's one of my favorite movies, Minority Report, with a precog crime, or the idea of self-driving cars. And if you were working yesterday, I had a chance to catch the conversation between Glenn and Stu and Pat on the Glenn Beck program, and they were yapping about those things as well. They were yapping about self-driving cars. You believe that? And apparently, we've had the technology for quite some time. And apparently the government has been in the way as far as the regulation. By the way, once again, the word today, I want to give it to you a few times. Orlando is the city for the Tway Travel Getaway. Orlando is the city. So go to 580kido.com and log in there. Now, if you missed, if you want a second chance at it, go to the Glenn Beck Show at 580kido.com. Hello, Claire. Good to see you. Thank you for the coffee. Your first year here at Bishop Kelly. You want to say anything to us real quick? Yes, no? Here, get over here on the mic here. My friend Claire, what do you have to say here?
I would say that Bishop Kelly's a great school. And
you don't multitask, do you? Because multitasking's no good.
No.
Focus one thing at a time.
Homework first and then other stuff.
Well, you know, it's people like you that are going to support people like me in 20 years, so I'm glad you're working hard. Anything else you'd like to share with us today? Don't you hate being put on the spot? Anyway, we appreciate you being here at 580KIDO. Thank you, Claire.
You're welcome.
Great job.
Thank you.
All right, let's get you to news at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
580KIDO is sending Kevin Miller back to school.
We love 580KIDO!
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
I'm doing all right. Getting good grades. The future's so bright.
Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Grant Cole joins us, a student here at Bishop Kelly High School. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. So is this normal at 7 a.m.? People just flood into the building?
It depends. I'm here every Monday through Wednesday at 7 because I have a zero-hour student council class. So I'd say most people get here probably 7:40, 7:50-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an early start to the day.
Yeah. School starts at 8, and most people are on time, I'd say.
Right. Well, that's a good skill to have. Some of us are still trying to master it here.
Yeah, it's difficult at times.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, parents and other folks always want to know what's going on. And, you know, when we were young, and probably frustrating today to some parents, what'd you do in school today? Nothing. And for some, I don't know if that still goes on or not, but what's it like to be your age? By the way, how old are you, sir?
I'm 17.
Okay, you're 17. You're here in school, working hard, got goals, got visions. So what's your life like for those of us that, you know, maybe that was 30, 40, or even longer ago?
My life, it's a pretty routine. I come to school Monday through Wednesday at 7 for 0 hour, and Thursday, Friday I come at just the regular time. I go through my 7 periods, and then I head home either to do my homework or to go to community service or go this fall. I usually go watch if my brother's playing soccer. I'll come back here to watch him play. And so it just sort of depends on the day, but it's pretty routine, either homework, community service, or sports after school.
Now, at such a young age, at 17, and we've heard from people here at Bishop Kelly and other schools throughout the area, a lot of you get involved with community service. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for you at your age, sir?
I joined the community service group that I'm very involved with now. It's called One Stone. So I joined it my sophomore year, and I think a lot of people first start community service just as like, at BK, it's a requirement to get. Really, I found out that I really enjoy helping people. And so it's, I think for some people, it can be just a requirement or there can be little small things that they like to do. And I think that's great as well. But what I've found is that I have a passion in helping people. And I am, through One Stone, really given the opportunities to help the people that I want to help in the way that I would like to help them.
Sure, here at 580 KIDO, but you have so many people going, oh, this generation. Believe me, they say it about every generation. But you help people and you give back. What does that mean for you when you give back? What does that do for you?
For me, it's a pretty amazing feeling. It's like, especially with OneStone, we plant all of our projects are student planned, and so it's really amazing seeing.
So you decide.
We decide.
Really, you're the decider, not the teacher, the administrator, anybody else.
No one. It is the students, and so we're an organization. We have students from all over the Treasure Valley, and we are the ones who decide what we're going to do. And so I think that's a very different experience than a lot of people get, where they're just showing up and they have an adult say, "Okay, here, stack these boxes and help these people." Whereas if you have seen a project from its very beginnings to just this little glimmer of an idea, and then it becomes something real, it's just such an amazing, fulfilling experience. Being like, wow, this was our idea. This group of 10 of us, we came up with all this. And so it's a pretty fulfilling experience seeing, taking something from it's just like this small little idea until it forms a real project that's actually helping real people.
Sure. Grant, what challenges do you have?
Challenges? I think I have a few challenges. I think that
whether it's a class or something like that, because we always hear about the success stories. But based on that success, just like everybody, we have challenges, you know, whether it's getting through something. So
I'd say challenges just on a daily basis would just be getting everything done. There's just a lot. I have a lot going on, just making sure that I guess it's a challenge to make sure
now,
that
remember,
I'm paying attention.
Multitasking is not good for you. That's what the new study from Stanford says. So
yeah, so I've heard. It's hard to... It's hard to avoid it sometimes, but I can see why it's when you're doing two things not at full capacity. But yeah, it's definitely hard to balance everything, whether it's homework or activities or social life or sleeping. Sleeping's a nice one sometimes.
You can't miss out on the sleep.
Yeah.
So here at 580KIDO, when you leave Bishop Kelly, what will this mean to you? How will you look back on this school and what it has meant to you?
I've really had an amazing experience here. I've had great teachers. I have a great group of friends that I've known since I was really little, and I'm really tight with a lot of my friends, which is really great. And I think that wherever I end up next year, I think that I will look back on my high school experience and be really satisfied and be really happy that I took advantage of the opportunities that there were and that I enjoyed spending. Like, I had a great academic experience, but I also enjoyed the time that I spent with the people here.
What are you thinking about doing next year?
Next year, so I'm currently applying to 12 colleges right now, and so I have, they're all liberal arts schools on the East Coast. I was born in D.C.
The East Coast?
I know.
You're going to go east of the Great River?
Yeah, I'm going, okay. They're all like northeast, they're pretty far, yeah, they're East Coast.
Lots of mileage plus things there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, none of them are especially easy to get to, but I sort of have this weird thing. I was born in D.C., and so I've always felt this sort of strange, innate, like, calling to go back there. And I have family in the D.C. area and in New York and Georgia, and so I always have sort of felt called back to that side of the country. And
well, wait a minute. I like that. You have D.C., New York, and Georgia.
Yeah, it's a little further south. But,
right. Always too good to have a southern flavor in it, but I'm sorry. Yeah. So that's you'd like to go to school on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. What would you think about doing there? Any thoughts on majors?
I've got a few thoughts. One thing that I think would be really interesting would be to study international relations and go into the Foreign Service and be a diplomat is one thing I'm considering. I also would consider just studying poli-sci and going into domestic politics is something that interests me, as well as possibly teaching. I would like to be, I think being a college professor would be really interesting. So I've got a lot of avenues I can explore, which I think will be nice at a liberal arts school where I can just sort of
test what I want. Time management skills, you can do a lot of things here. Final question to you at 580KIDO. Since you love the politics, any take on politics from a nonpartisan perspective on the whether it's the midterms here in this state or perhaps across the country? Any take you'd like to give us?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't really have any.
See, that's nothing. Good. See, then you don't take a side. That's great.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, I don't really have anything shooting to the top of my head that I want to.
Nothing profound that you want to share. See, I was hoping you'd give us the secrets.
I do not have the secrets. I'm looking for them.
A final thought: Hamilton or Jefferson? Who's your guy? You know, Mr. States' Rights, Hamilton, the Federalist things. You have to wonder, though.
I like both of them.
You really do need to go into diplomacy, yes.
But I like Jefferson as a state. I like what his writing and speaking, and I do like a lot of Hamilton's ideas.
Everybody loves the Jefferson. Everybody, but you need to join me in the Hamilton Club.
I think that I like Jefferson as a speaker. I like what he.
Sure.
I think he's a great writer, a great orator, and great inventor. But I would lean towards Hamilton, I'd say.
Well, thank you, Grant. You know, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, anybody could have done that. Hamilton. But anyway, Grant, we appreciate it. We wish you luck and continued success. Great job on the air today.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
You too. My pleasure. 747 here at 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave.
Load our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now from Bishop Kelly High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO live from Bishop Kelly, 752. Thanks, CapEd Credit Union. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO, live from Bishop Kelly High School. So, you know, we're talking about education and computers and everything else and how dependent we are on computers. But here's something, again, fiction becoming fact. Companies, according to web inventor Sir Tim Berners-Lee, are increasingly going to be run by computers. Oh, do you think you have a problem with HR now? Can you imagine, well, the boss's hard drive froze? Or, holy multitasking. Now, I know what you're saying. Kevin, do you really think that we're going to live in a world where we have computers, tricks, like the Terminator, like everything else taking over? Are we boosting ourselves out of existence? And I will tell you that, yeah, I listened to George Norrie overnight. Yeah, I grew up listening to Art Bell. Yes, I used to have a segment when I first started on this program 20 years ago called Conspiracy Tuesday. And yes, I do believe that computers, if we do not keep them in line, will be running us. You know, I like the idea that they serve mankind. Do we really need to be pumping up artificial intelligence? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We can talk about the brilliance of mankind, the wonderment of humanity, of course, being spiritual. But now we've got actually bionic limbs that will be able to mimic the sense of touch. Steve Austin, the $6 million man, never had that. But we are seeing it in the world today. And maybe not in your lifetime or my lifetime. We'll have computers doing the work. And could you imagine? And again, someday perhaps there'll be a comedy about this because it will be a reality that you're working for a computer. I don't know if the computer would be programmed to understand the need for a sick day or a day off or for maintenance or for a holiday. Yeah, it's brilliant. And I suppose that if we don't do this, someone else will. But the computers are getting smarter, I suppose. The idea, I think, is that we have to get smarter than them. And this is where this gentleman who created the web says basically the same thing. Computers are getting smarter. We're not. The only solution is to get people to embrace new technology and accept that some jobs will disappear. Well, that's the beauty of the trades. You're always going to need someone to fix your plumbing or your washing machine or carpentry and the like. But could you imagine a world where, again, computers are running things? And as Dave Petzl and I have talked about here at 580KIDO, some would argue that they are running the stock market because you've created these algorithms. No, we're not talking about eHarmony or Match.com, but we're talking about these algorithms that purport to predict trends or even create trends, and it's down to milliseconds on who makes money and who loses money in the stock market. You get Mr. Petzl going on that, and it's funny because Dave Petzl, who, as we know, is a big fan of limited government, all of a sudden he wants the government to take a look at that, and there's the role to regulate these things. But anyway, let's get back to Sir Tim. We need to think about the future. Last month, he addressed some folks in the technology industry. His overriding theme that engagement is the future when we're talking about data. Opening up government data, I'm very keen on. Usually his understatement in the release of enterprise data is going to be more important. In practice, that means consumers will be able to see more and more of what companies and the state know about them. Holy Ed Snowden. And both companies to that arrangement will be able to try to extract maximum value. Individuals might easily be able to see if they should switch current accounts, for instance, while businesses will be able to be more informed about suggestions. I got to make a confession to you. For years, I didn't put my name on, back when they had them, in the old days, 2 years ago, my Albertsons card. I didn't need Albertsons knowing what I bought. Take a look at how they get you. Whether it's Albertsons, I guess they got rid of the card there, but Freddie. Now, Freddie, they're very efficient. Freddie, what they do is they give you the card, and not only do they give you good deals on gas, but you buy so much, and they give you, like, a $27 coupon, well, which is what? Where are you going to use it at? At Freddie's. So it's brilliant on their part. But with the NSA and everything else. Now, I live a very boring life, whether it's, you know, buying mustard or bread or anything else. I don't know if anybody at the NSA cares, but I was so hung up on privacy. And technology is great. But how many of you know friends and people that advertise where they're going on Facebook? Yeah, we live in Idaho, but there are other places where it's not so good. You know what I mean? Do you really want people to know that you're out of town? Hey, I'm having a good time. Oh, somebody robbed my house. Not good. So technology may be one thing, but what about privacy? Something to think about here at 580KIDO. 758, Kevin Miller, live from Bishop Kelly, courtesy of CapEd Credit Union. Let's get you to work.